Let's go to Ukraine now, where Ukrainian soldiers are still entrenched in that bloody ground war for the eastern city of Bakhmut. Both Russia and Ukraine reporting heavy losses in the battlefield in the past few days. The battle for Bakhmut has become a prime focus on both sides. Analysts question its strategic value, but it would certainly be a symbolic win, especially for Russia. Washington Post national security reporter Alex Horton has been embedded with the Ukrainian military right outside Bakhmut. Alex, thanks for taking a second to talk to us. And what are you seeing with those forces? What's the spirit?
Well, thanks for having me, Robin. I mean, the spirit is something of like resolute but exhaustion. The Ukrainians here who are dug in, you know, every day invites more danger, bigger sense of urgency as Russia still stubbornly persists forward and captures more territory. So it's been a slog for a long time now, but it feels like it's, you know, coming to some decision point.
Does it?
The question is when it does.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And so you say that you're feeling that. And of course, there's a math equation here. The Russians have more men to pour into those bloody trenches, and Putin seems, you know, happy to do that. Are the Ukrainian soldiers aware of that? That there's just, you know, in that equation, they have fewer troops.
Well, this is something they knew from before the war when they were staged around the borders. You know, they realized that both population, budgets, number of armored vehicles, number of ammunition reserves, you know, Russia wins and all the numerical advantages anyway. So that's been a sort of an issue the whole time. And Ukraine, you know, from the very start of the war, has had to think a little bit more strategically, a little bit more creatively about how it diffuses or minimizes those advantages. And it's done that well. When it comes to military doctrine, you know, you don't want a fair fight. You don't want to have a 1-to-1. You want to have overmatch, you know, 3, 4, 5 to 1. And well, by some estimates, Ukraine and Russia have lost about the same number of troops. That's not good when you're the much smaller country,
right,
and the much smaller population from which to draw reserves. So even if they inflict a lot of losses for Russia, in the long run, if they keep going, that benefits Russia.
Well, and so what's the Ukrainian strategy? And do they have the tools to do it? You know, we know that Ukraine's been begging for weaponry. They've received some. Is it getting to these troops? And do they have enough to carry out whatever that strategy is?
You know, so there's the kind of open speculation and some officials saying, you know, that the counteroffensive is going to come in, you know, weeks, maybe sometime in April or sometime in May. But you have to wonder, Western help and U.S. help, they've sent billions of dollars of equipment and ammunition, but the front line is 600 miles long. So when you visit these positions, you know, we all talk about HIMARS. We all talk about, you know, the super advanced artillery shells that they have that can, you know, blow something up within a few meters. And then you visit, you know, like we did in artillery headquarters, and they're talking about how their artillery pieces that are older than their parents have been repaired so much that, you know, they are limiting in some ways their ammunition. And, you know, one commander told me he used to fire 300 a day through those tubes. Now he's firing like 10 a day. So this is not a good development. They're firing all the Soviet artillery and they're not getting more. There's no factory that's putting these out in large numbers.
Yeah. Before we let you go back to your important work, what makes you think that this is drawing to a close?
The fight has been hard, but we know that, you know, Russia is in, you know, particularly the, you know, the Wagner forces in the Bakhmut area they're drawing nearer, you know, eventually, you know, they're going to push the limits all the way west, you know, most likely. So, you know, the question is what goes on from there. Taking territory is not easy. It becomes harder the more you have. I think Russia learned that earlier in the war when they had a lot of territory and then they couldn't defend it very well. They're going to have more problems than just, you know, a bunch of dead and wounded fighters. They're going to have to get food and water and supplies to the ones that are holding those positions.
Alex Horton, a national security reporter for The Washington Post. Thank you so much, and please be safe.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Robin. Thanks for having me.